The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon to you, Rolene. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. I mean, can I just say, Seth Rogen, what a legend. But, apparently Mel Gibson has denied that he called Winona Ryder an oven dodger, despite the fact that many people have heard him say that. And Joe Esterhaz, the producer, actually once referred to it in a letter. But then, as we know, Mel Gibson's very good at denying stuff. But should we talk about some breaking news that we've had in the last hour?
Without a doubt. What's happening?
So you and I chatted a couple of weeks ago about the new UK Labour Party leader, Keir Starmer,
I don't know how you pronounce his.
And he's certainly putting his money where his mouth is. He has today fired a senior party member for retweeting an article in which Israel was accused of complicity in George Floyd's killing. And, of course, this is resulted in a lot of condemnation from British Jewish groups and the British Board of Deputies. But there is a horrific conspiracy theory going around. In fact, we also spoke about the fact that our police spokesperson, Mickey Rosenberg, released a statement saying that this is the tactics used by the police, which resulted in the death of George Floyd, had nothing to do with tactics that Israel employs. I know that there was also the image that was doing the circulation on social media, and when you zoomed in, you could see that the officer or the policeman that was committing the atrocity was actually from Chile. He was not from Israel at all. So we do have to be very aware. Conspiracy theory and libel around issues in the world. We've seen a drastic rise in anti-Semitism with COVID. We've experienced it all throughout our history. But today, Jews are able to use their voices, use our platforms. And also, guys, I cannot implore you all enough. We cannot be silent and leave other people to stand up for us. We also have to come to the party. And I'm really, really happy to see Keir Starmer taking a stand and saying that this will not be tolerated. I don't think there is a word as tolerated. And Keir Starmer, in his statement, he said the article Rebecca shared earlier today contained an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. As leader of the Labour Party, Keir has been clear that restoring trust with the Jewish community is a number one priority. Anti-Semitism takes many different forms, and it is important that we are all vigilant against us. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, while we are having very important, very necessary and long overdue conversations about race, racial injustice, discrimination of any kind, we also need to be speaking about intolerance as far as anti-Semitism goes. So goodbye, Rebecca Long Bailey, as we say in the Middle East, yalla bye, and you're not welcome back if you are going to propagate this kind of intolerance.
Yeah, I must say I'm exceptionally happy to hear what you have just told me. I was worried about him. It seemed to me that he was fence-sitting somewhat. I do know he was married to a Jewish woman who has family in Israel, so I was hoping for a change, and here it is. Here's the proof. So maybe the British Labour Party will finally actually turn some sort of awful corner. The problem, Rolene, though, is I'm just hoping that this whole annexation issue won't polarize the friends that Israel has in Europe, and you'll lose people like Keir.
Well, let's talk about that, because there's been a lot of conjecture around what's going to happen, what could possibly happen. We've heard from the Blue and White today that they will be having a closed meeting with regards to the proposed annexation, and an announcement coming out today in the Hebrew media that perhaps Israel may only apply sovereignty or annex the area of Ma'ale Adumim and bring that into Israel proper. So I think that the government is taking heed of the possible ramifications that it might have, not just on our relations with allies in the West, but also the Arab world. Those relations are starting to grow. It could have impact on there. What is quite interesting is from Ireland today, which is Ireland's a country that has traditionally not been a friend of Jerusalem, and the Irish, the new ambassador of Ireland to Israel, who gave his credentials in today, he said, you know, Ireland's not giving up on a two-state solution until both sides decide they're not going to go forward with that. And they haven't really said anything threatening against Israel with regards to this. So it is quite interesting to see this kind of language, but we are also expecting a major announcement. In fact, Simon, it could be huge from the Trump administration with regards to any proposed West Bank annexation. So far, we've heard the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, say that any annexation is up to Israel. But, you know, we also have to caution the timing with what's going on in the world, with the major challenges we are facing with COVID-19, not just Israel, but countries around the world, and the impact that has on global economies. And also, we can't forget that any possible annexation or applying of sovereignty also puts a tremendous strain on the Israeli economy. It costs a lot of money to, you know, to mobilize like this and do this kind of action. So let's see where we go. The Democratic Party, the House Democrats, have warned against it. It's not a popular decision. Also, a lot of Israelis very, very, very reluctant with this. So let's see how we proceed.
And very vociferous response from the Belgian government on note as well. I mean, they're threatening to recognize a Palestinian state, to impose sanctions on Israel. I mean, this really is a divisive issue.
Well, we would also caution the Belgian government to look at its own history and look at its own allowing of anti-Semitism to flourish in that country.
Fair enough. Very interesting. Yesterday we alluded to the car ramming. Apparently it was Saeb Erekat's nephew or cousin or something. What's been the latest developments on that score, Rolien?
Well, we've had a statement coming from the police. The police officer who was rammed, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the footage. It is quite horrific. If you look at the footage, and the police have acted very swiftly in conducting the investigation and releasing this footage globally, because we have had ugly headlines like Sky News, who said Israel murders, you know, Saeb Erekat's nephew. The police officer, Shani Or Hamach Kodesh, she's a border police officer. She says that, and you could, you literally, if you watch this footage, you see her going flying into the air. I don't know how she escaped that moderately injured, but she said, I signaled to him to halt. The car started to slow down and I moved in his direction. He saw that I took a step. He looked me in the eye, turned the steering wheel and rammed into me, and I flew to the other side. This is her testimony, and it's unmistakable. You see that happen on tape. It's there for everybody to see. She says the soldiers understood what happened, heard me yell, turned straight in his direction, saw him getting out there in their direction, cocked their weapons and fired. I didn't understand at first when he looked at me, and only when I went flying, I understood that this was an attack. And Ahmad Mustafa Erekat, who's the nephew of senior PLO negotiator Saeb Erekat, he was eliminated at the scene.
Okay, very interesting, and clearly there is evidence. So this one hasn't, you know, there isn't the debate that there normally is about these issues. There's video footage. It's Pride Month this month. How has Israel been acknowledging that?
Well, you know, normally we have the big Pride marches in Tel Aviv. The city is dressed up in all its flags. And we've also started to have pride in Jerusalem as well. Now, there was a little bit of controversy this week because the pride banner that was displayed outside the embassy of the U.S., which is in Jerusalem, that was removed. And the deputy mayor, a wonderful woman, her name is Fleur Nahum Hassan, She's an incredible, incredible lady. She made sure that was put back on. But just for anybody keeping score, Israel, the current Knesset, now has the highest number of openly gay members of Knesset in the history of Israel. So anybody wanting to castigate Israel on that accord, you might want to check our roster of Knesset members.
Rolene Marks, perfectly timed. It's 5:30. We're going to leave it there. Shabbat shalom. And thank you. Thank you as always for all your input this week.
Shabbat shalom. We have a date on Monday, Simon. And I heard you talking about whiskey, so you know it's going to happen.
Cheers, Rolene. Thank you so much. It is still 5:30.
God bless.
So.